It was a dull, gray afternoon when a woman called the Ketchikan Humane Society, concerned about kittens coming in and out of a culvert. When volunteers arrived around 4:30 p.m., they found what seemed to be 5 kittens in the pipe, with a cup of soup nearby. Humane Society's secretary, treasurer, and volunteer, Cindy Hoggard, was on the scene.
Out popped another black kitten, and then threw that one in my shirt, and it settled right in and went sound asleep. And then about 15 minutes later, another black kitten showed up.
Throughout the afternoon, 4 black kittens left the culvert for the safety of the volunteers, but the remaining white kitten refused to budge.
They were nesting about 25 feet down the pipe, and the pipe goes across the highway and it is open at the other end. So, you know, we were concerned if they could get that far, but it went up vertically, so we didn't think they could climb up that far, but certainly something could climb in the other end and come in and eat them overnight.
So she called 2 more volunteers to come help. The relief team showed up as a volunteer took the 4 kittens to the shelter. The new volunteers downloaded cat sounds on their phones. In the trees between the road and the highway, they played the sounds past midnight to try and lure her out.
And they're waiting for the white kitty to come, and out pops a black kitten. We're like, what? We had no idea there was another black kitten in there. And they waited and waited, and about an hour later, another black kitten pops out. We're like, what?
From the darkness of the pipe, Hoggard said the volunteers could only see the white kitten and hear mewing. They ultimately rescued 7 kittens in all. Hoggard said if the white kitten had emerged earlier, they might not have the last 2.
The 2 ladies are out in the middle of the night. It's passing midnight, and they're like, we're cold. They were shivering. And then they heard her. They heard her moving in the culvert. And sure enough, she popped out just enough. They grabbed her, 12:30 a.m.
The whole thing took 8 hours, much of that on a cold, dark night.
And there was a street lamp on the highway that kind of lit the woods up a little, but there sure are a lot of things that crawl around in the night that they were getting the heebie-jeebies quite a bit.
While they're not sure, Hoggard thinks someone left the kittens by the culvert because the kittens were used to people. She said calls about found kittens aren't rare and that the Humane Society has already received lots of applications for adoption. They've named the black kittens Bjorn, Dove, Orso, Cubby, Puma, and Bera. A volunteer took the white kitten home and named her Piper Cub. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Rebecca Tauber.